This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Yes, it can, in fact, get worse for General Motors. According to a new regulatory filing by the recall-plagued company, the Justice Department wants to have a chat with GM Financial, the unit of GM that does car loans. The subject of the subpoena, which I guess makes it more than just a chat, right, is loans that GM Financial made to borrowers with less than stellar credit, a.k.a. subprime auto loans. Tracy Samuelson reports.
GM says it's cooperating. It says the requests seem to be focused on the subprime auto lending business in general, as opposed to specifically about them. These auto loans may look similar to the subprime mortgages that led to the financial crisis, but Lawrence White says the scale is different. He's an economics professor at NYU Stern School of Business.
The magnitudes are nowhere near in subprime auto what they were in subprime mortgage lending. So it's highly unlikely that there will be any significant macroeconomic consequences.
But he says that doesn't mean we won't feel some pain if the loans go wrong. Chris Kukla is a senior vice president at the Center for Responsible Lending. He says the same set of borrowers who were most affected by the mortgage crisis are at risk again here.
It's also the same practices. Loans that were being made at higher interest rates, generally to people who had lower credit scores, but that had terms and conditions to them that just made them unaffordable.
And like a foreclosure, having a car repossessed can devastate a household, says Stuart Rossman. He's director of litigation at the National Consumer Law Center.
Access to an automobile is extraordinarily critical to low-income families and working families. They are reliant upon it for their jobs. They rely upon it for their education.
He says take away access to a car for enough people, and you've got a serious economic problem. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.